And of course, adding to this whole database was the NSABP B33 study, which was kind of similar to the MA17 study, looking at, in this case, eczema stain after 5 years of tamoxifen. That was just presented in December 2006 at San Antonio. That was actually an amazing presentation. It was like a really interesting story. I wonder if you could kind of go back through what happened in terms of how you went about doing the study, and then what happened when the MA17 came out, and then what Terry finally presented, which I think was very interesting stuff.
B33 was, in a sense, a competitor trial for MA17. It's the same design. Women finishing 5 years of tamoxifen were randomized, in this case, to exemestane or placebo. And the study began accruing for a number of reasons substantially later than MA17. So we were about halfway through our accrual when the MA17 results were reported. And the data monitoring committee, the NSABP leadership, everybody agreed that with that information, you really couldn't continue to do a placebo-controlled trial ethically. Wasn't appropriate. So we unblinded our patients, told them if they were getting active eczema stain or placebo. They were allowed the option, of course, of taking letrozole if they preferred, since that was the specific aromatase inhibitor that had reported, in a sense. They were also offered exemestane if they wanted to continue, had they been randomized to that. Placebo, they were also offered if they wished to begin taking it at that point. And we were halfway through our events. We had crossover in easily half of patients. And so we really didn't expect we would see much with that. But we continued to follow patients according to randomization. And when we analyzed according to randomization, we saw benefit from the exemestane, particularly in terms of the recurrence-free survival endpoint, which reinforces, I think, the MA17 results in a big way. And again, also points out that idea that even though there was a break for the women on placebo coming in on active drug, that there's just the drugs have activity for these patients in the long term.
Getting back to the issue of the first 5 years of therapy, and we'll talk about beyond that, you mentioned that you thought that a reasonable option could be to start tamoxifen and switch. A reasonable option would be to do the AI the whole 5 years if the woman can tolerate it. Do you think that 5 years of tamoxifen deliberately in a woman who, you know, just that's nothing particularly unusual in terms of osteoporosis is an acceptable option at this point? Or do you think a woman really needs an AI during those first 5 years?
Well, I think the IES study and the anastrozole meta-analysis studies really show there clearly is an important benefit to switching. So I do think, in my mind, there has to be a reason not to convert. Again, when I talk to women about the conversion, I try hard not to oversell the need for it, because I do find that some women who are doing quite well on tamoxifen have a lot of trouble and they want to go back. So I don't want them to feel like that's a mistake. You've got to do it no matter if you are having symptoms. And most women make the conversion fine. So